questions for Pacific FC?
Question for Michael. You've seen about three or four games now with Nolan Worth starting over at Mark Village. What has he done to sort of get these starts over Mark over the past couple of games?
What he's done?
Yeah. Yeah, so Nolan Worth has been starting the last couple of games. And,
do you need to take a microphone over?
You have to hold the mic. Sorry, we don't have stands.
I'll take the mic.
Okay. So Nolan Worth has been starting about the last four games over in Mark Village. We saw him start against Calgary at the end of the spring season. Sort of your thoughts on how he's been playing lately, because it's sort of looking like he's been taking over as like a new number one goalie, or is it more so just giving Mark Village some rest?
I don't think any keeper likes to be being rest, but on the keeper's position, Nolan had a really good first game. Has made a good impression. It has nothing to do with Mark. He's been working hard too and had a good run of games too. It's always good to have competition, and right now there's competition for that spot too.
For you, Michael. So you made two pretty early substitutions with Hojrampour and then Staro at half, start at halftime. What were your thoughts making those two subs pretty early? Or is that part of your tactic going into this game because you had some injuries previously? Or?
And no, I don't plan on subbing people in the first half. It's not part of any tactics, I think. Hendrik was planned. He's coming back off an injury, and they also wanted Lucas in the game. He's also coming off injury, so they shared the game. Ali, I think, just had an off day.
You've now scored a couple games in the added to your goal scoring tally, and you're going up that golden boot chart. What is it about, I guess, the way that your team has started to connect or started to find each other in new ways that's allowed you to find your feet, as it were?
I just think we're coming together offensively. Start of the season, I don't think we're the best attacking team. But as the season's been going on, I think we've been playing better football attacking-wise, and I'm just lucky enough to get on the end of some of the goals that they give me.
And I guess that one for you, Ben. You guys have started the fall season a little slower than I'm sure you would have liked. A lot of positive showings. You guys are scoring goals. What do you think you need in order to translate some of your positive offense to three-point results?
I mean, we got to keep the ball out of our net. I think it's pretty simple, but that's not just our defenders or goalkeepers. That's Taren and I up front. That's the midfield. I think as a team defensively, we haven't been doing enough. So, that's something we've got to be working on and improving.
Question for Coach. Michael, jumping off a bit from the previous questions. So Taren's been on a hot streak. He's getting the goals at center forward, and Victor Blasco has been really good as well these past number of games. We understand Marcus Haber and Issy were kind of the marquee signings for Pacific, but is there a scenario where Taren Campbell, Victor Blasco, they keep these guys on the bench and you keep riding the hot hand, as it were, even when they return from injury?
Look, yes, we would very much like Marcus and everybody, Issy and who else is injured to come back as soon as possible. We'll very much appreciate the competition in our squad. But after that, it doesn't matter how old you are, how much money you make. It should be the performance on the training pitch that gets you on the pitch, and then the performance on the pitch that keeps you on the pitch.
So Staro's come back after a pretty lengthy injury that I don't think many people were expecting to take pretty much the entire spring season. After a pretty solid 45-minute showing, what are your thoughts on him coming back to Atlanta?
Oh, I'm happy he comes back. He brings some leader qualities into the team. This is a young team that's growing, and a lot of people are doing well, but it's also good to have people that really pushes from within the team, and I see Hendrik as one of these persons.
Okay, one more question.
Ben, you've had the armband pretty frequently when Marcus hasn't had it. So what are your thoughts on wearing the armband at Port Pacific FC? Do you enjoy the leadership role as captain?
Yeah, it's a new role for me. I'm very proud anytime I get to, but I try not to let it affect the way I play. I treat every game the same way. So being captain of a losing team kind of sucks. So yeah.
Just one more, Coach. I do believe the last time you came here, we discussed travel and, you know, the fact that, of course, you have a big country, a lot of travel. Have you and the team found ways to help mitigate the effect of some of that as you've gone from match to match across the country?
I think that's an exercise that you need to try. You need to do it in order to get better at it. I feel like we are getting better at it. Getting at the times accurate as we want, but it's definitely a challenge, but it is what it is.